over here. It is a good morning over here. I am distressed. I'm Army, Kevin. I found out yesterday that the 7th Fleet is between Taiwan and China. And, of course, the Alphabet Networks, they're not going to tell you that. The things we get from radio are tremendous, but I'm distressed.
You think we're going to war with China?
Kevin, how do you put it? You know what a powder keg? You've seen all the Western movies, and it just takes one match to a powder keg.
Wow!
And
wow!
I think that's where. Yes, I think that's where we're at. But thank you for taking my call. I'm very distressed.
Chill and take a pill. No. I understand where you're coming from, Frank. Thanks, man. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. We'll get you ready for Ron Futrell from 8 News Now. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
Hi friends, it's Katrin Ivanov. I'm so concerned about bills that would raise taxes on Nevadans when we already have a budget surplus. I am taking my personal time to bring the fight directly to our legislators in Carson City. If you are like me and do not want to pay higher taxes, especially during this time of unprecedented inflation, please support my efforts by donating at MrsFixit.us, paid for by friends of Mrs. Fixit.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Before we send you on to Ron Futrell, just a quick note on Frank's call. I think what Frank is telling us is what so many Americans are thinking right now, that the government lies to us. They're not telling us the truth on a possible shooting war with China. They're not telling us the truth about vaccines. We got another vaccine coming out in either September or October. Be ready for it. But that the government simply is not telling us the truth. And that's kind of sad. Coming up next, Ron Futrell will talk about UNLV opening their season against Bryant. And by the way, where did they find Bryant? If anybody knows, it'll be Ron Futrell. I'll just leave it at that. The sports anchor and reporter for 8 News Now. Stick around. Lots more to do. A busy, busy 8 o'clock hour coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. Hey, baby, your hair's all right. Hey, babe, let's go out tonight. You like me and I like it all. We like dancing and we look divine. You know fans when they play it on. Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The hurricane may be gone, but the tropical storm remains. Idalia is off the coast of North Carolina, slowly moving north-northeast out toward the open ocean. In the meantime, the National Hurricane Center's Robbie Berg says a storm could make some waves along the Outer Banks.
Because of the strong winds over eastern North Carolina, there is a chance of storm surge flooding in parts of Pamlico and Albemarle Sounds due to those winds piling water up on the backside of the Outer Banks.
The storm left hundreds of thousands without power across Florida, parts of Georgia, and the Carolinas. Florida's Big Bend got the worst of it, and today the FEMA chief is...
This is your KMZQ News Flash. July, it was a hot month weather-wise and also a pretty hot month for Nevada casinos. Nevada's gaming win in July, the best in state history, breaking a monthly gaming win statewide as well as on the Las Vegas Strip. The state's 439 casinos won $1.4 billion from players in July, a 6.7% increase over the same time last year. Balcony Casinos won $1.2 billion, with the Strip taking in nearly $835 million of that. The record results for Nevada come as casinos across the country are also setting records. The American Gaming Association reports, and it did it earlier this month, that gaming revenue of $16 billion for the second quarter of this year, beating the same time last year by more than 8%. The number of visitors to Southern Nevada, meanwhile, continues to increase, even though convention traffic in July was down by double digits. The Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority reports 3.5 million visitors came to town last month, a 1% increase over the same time last year, while convention attendance dropped nearly 17% in July. The convention attendance for the first 7 months of this year up more than 25% when compared to 2022. Clark County Education Association serving notice that it will take action if teachers are asked to work beyond their contracted hours, which is 7 hours, 11 minutes a day. But the union, which represents 18,000 employees, said it will let the teachers themselves decide if they want to put in the extra time. The union is asking for the governor's help in the contract talks. The district and the union began talks back in March over pay, benefits, and working conditions. Union members have held protests over the last month or so. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is... Done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
If you like sitting around the porch or dinner table sharing stories with friends, that's what we like to do here at Our American Stories. I'm Lee Habib. We bring to you stories about American love, funny stories about first jobs, this day in history, American dreamers and marriages, and even the stories of music and acting legends. I invite you to sit around the porch with us as we share our American stories.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Driving out to Henderson right now along 95 southbound. New accident being reported after Tropicana. That's southbound 95 after Tropicana in Henderson on the Beltway. We've got two accidents. Eastbound 215 at Gibson. That's off to the right. Also 215 westbound at Warm Springs. That's off to the right shoulder as well. No reported accidents on I-15 or Summerlin Parkway, but an overnight building fire on the west side still has Durango closed down at Twain. This is right out in front of the Desert Breeze Park there. So instead of Durango and Twain, go with Fort Apache or Cimarron nearby. Sunny and hot today. Highs going back up to 107. It could be the last triple-digit temperature we'll see for a while after that, but 107 our projected high this afternoon with a slight chance of evening thunderstorms. 90 degrees right now at Reed International Airport. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Here is just some of the bold agenda that I'll immediately implement when we become the 47th President of the United States. Before I even arrive at the Oval Office, shortly after I win the presidency because of you, I will have the horrible war between Russia and Ukraine settled. I'll get it done in 24 hours. I know them both very well. I am the only candidate who can make this promise, and the promise is... I will prevent World War III. Nobody else is going to be able to do it.
I'm the king of the world! Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three, live and local. Good to have you with us, and so good to have on the fine sports anchor and reporter for 8 News Now. He's a major part of Sports Wrap every Sunday. He is Ron Futrell, and he joins us. Ron, good morning.
Is it Friday already? Wait
well,
a second.
Well, it's just about, just okay. About. We're jumping the gun a little bit because I'm going to be away tomorrow, traveling back to the Midwest, back to my hometown of Kansas City.
Good for you.
And I wanted to make sure we had you on because this is the start of the college football season, and we had cut down day on Tuesday with the Raiders. We got news on the A's that is breaking. The mayor of Oakland is trying to throw a monkey wrench into the works. Where do you want to begin? You want to begin with UNLV?
Oh boy. Let's go ahead. Rebels this weekend, yes. Get to see what Doug Brumfield can do once again as Rebel quarterback, new and improved. Doug Brumfield, a little taller, a little heavier, and love the lefty, so we'll see what he can do. Take it on Bryant. I haven't seen a point spread on this, and I'm not sure that there is anywhere. Rebels should be able to win this game. Okay, should
is this start like, the is, season is, with a is this like guaranteed win day at
no.
At Allegiant Stadium?
Well, let's go here. Years ago, UNLV out at Sam Boyd Stadium was taking on, boy, I need to remember the name of this now, historically black college, Howard. Yes, it was Howard that they were playing out at Sam Boyd Stadium.
I remember that.
They were 49-point favorites, and the Rebels lost. So, It is, I think, the biggest upset all time in college football history, point spread wise, which would make it the most significant, biggest, and UNLV was part of that. So, on the wrong side, and they again lost outright in that game. So don't take anything for granted. certainly when it comes to Rebel football. I do really like, I've said it before, I really like Barry Odom and what he's brought to the program. As another football, well, I'll tell you, Harvey Hyde. I was talking to Harvey Hyde the other day about all the conferences changing and everything, and he's a former UNLV coach from 40 years ago. Anyway, he had told me, he said, you know what I like about Barry Odom? He's a football guy. And so and I don't think Harvey would mind me saying that. And I thought, you're right, Harvey. That's what it is. He's a football guy. And we've had guys who have coached Rebel football that I wouldn't call football guys. Recently, even. But Barry Odom is one of those guys. So we'll see what he can do. Out of Arkansas, out of played football at Missouri. So he's got a great pedigree. Now we'll see if he can win. Week two, they take on Michigan. Ouch. In the big house.
Yeah.
So get this victory and then on Saturday and do what they've got to do. They are a team that is, I think they have some pretty good skill players. They're not real deep. They're going to get, you know, they got to be careful there on, you know, later in games or else if they get injuries at key positions. So, but I think the frontline guys are going to be able to compete in the Mountain West this year and then see what happens from there. Well, good luck, Rebels.
I want to ask you, and you mentioned the Mountain West and this conference realignment thing. I'll be honest with you. I can't keep up with it. I mean, it keeps changing.
No.
Every week there's somebody that's leaving a conference, going to a new conference. What the hell is going on in college football?
It's ruining college sports. Okay, I believe this. Two things that are going to lead to the not demise, but at least this hurts the sport. Two things. Is players being able to leave and transfer at will, enter the transfer portal, and they can go from one school to another school to another school. Whoever has the biggest checkbook for to be able to pay the players is going to get the best players. So the rich are going to get richer and all that sort of stuff. But I don't like the constant movement. You knew, whether you liked them or not, whether somebody went – when Bobby Hurley went as a freshman to Duke and Christian Laettner, they were going to be there for 4 years, and you could hate them for 4 years. Okay, so you had that value. When a Rebel freshman would come here, Stacey Ogman came here as a freshman, ended up playing here 5 seasons – because he had a redshirt year, so he was here for 5 years at UNLV. That was sort of nice. That was good to know to have that, and you can keep track of who's who. Now, not only are the players running all over the place, you've got teams that are leaving conferences. I can't keep track, and it's my job to keep track, but I don't want to keep track because it sort of angers me a little bit that all of this is happening. And, of course, it went big time when USC and UCLA decided to leave the Pac-12. And that's led to the destruction of a 100-year-old conference, more than 100 years. The Pac-12 has been around. And see ya. It's now going to – after this year, there will be 4 teams in the Pac-12. And two
they're
of those
a little short.
They're
a little short on teams.
Yeah. Can't call it the Pac-12, and Pac-4 doesn't have the same feel. And it's sort of interesting. You've got Oregon State is one of the teams left after this season, and Washington State. Both schools have talked to the Mountain West about possibly joining the Mountain West. Now, Cal and Stanford are the other two teams. They have not talked to the Mountain West because, well, you know what they are. They're the hoity-toity, very intelligent Northern California schools that wouldn't want anything to do with the Mountain West. They look down on the Mountain West. So I can't see that. I can't see those two schools lowering themselves to come into the Mountain West, Cal and Stanford. But okay, so be it. Then join the ACC and travel across the country every day and destroy the planet with your carbon footprint. Right?
Ooh,
think about that,
yeah.
Kevin.
Ooh.
Think about how the conference realignment is going to destroy the planet. As I say that jokingly, there was a letter to the editor that brought up this point into the LA Times. That brought up this point and said, aren't these college university professors and presidents concerned about the planet because flying the USC band, the team, the band, the fans, everything that goes with the team, you know, four semi-trucks and a bunch of private airplanes, charters, flying across the country for a game in Pennsylvania instead of just up to Oregon for a game against one of the Oregon schools, is going to increase the carbon footprint of these schools and will destroy the planet.
I had not even thought of that.
Okay. No, I'm sitting there just sort of smiling going, this is lefty on lefty crime. But because they're all leftists at the universities, and the people that believe that we are affecting the planet to such a negative degree are pretty much on the left. And so this is, let them go at it. Let them sort that out on their own. But think about that for a second.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me just get down to the brass tacks here. What happens with UNLV? I mean, where do we stand in this big college football realignment picture?
Well, before everybody left, the rest of the schools, I mean, you got 6-7 other schools that left the Pac-12. I thought at some point UNLV might be able to go into the Pac-12, that it could be a jump for them. They would have to pay off, and the fee, depending on when they leave, is anywhere from $12 to $35 million to the Mountain West to leave, unless they gave them 3 years' notice, then they could. But anyway, if they left right away. So I thought the Pac-12 might have been an option, but of course there's nothing left of the Pac-12. That would be horrible. Stay in the Mountain West. Do what they're going to do. Build the Mountain West. Solid conference. You got 12 schools in there that all belong, that aren't, you know, that all are pretty good. Boise State in football, pretty good football team. Up there, Wyoming is going to be playing Saturday on CBS against Texas Tech. So you've got, you know, be able to see what the Cowboys are going to be doing this year. So San Diego State's been good over the years. It's a decent football conference. It's not as good as what the Pac-12 is going to be this year, or obviously the Big Ten, or one of the Power Five. Nobody's going to say that. But it's a decent football conference. Stay there, see what happens, let it all shake out, and then hopefully out of the rubble comes a stronger Mountain West.
Let me ask you, and this is kind of jumping into pro football. The Raiders had cut down day on Tuesday. Everybody's still remaking their rosters a little bit at the fringes, practice squads, things like that. What do we know from Raiders camp?
Well, Josh Jacobs back is the first thing that's got people excited. They decided, and he did not sign the franchise tag, and so the team just decided to give him a little bit of a bump, gave him a signing contract, a couple of more $1 million, so ended up $12 million for him to be able to come back and now work out with the team. We'll see what he can do. Something sort of strange happened yesterday. They had their first practice with a 53 team roster, and Josh Jacobs with his new number 8, by the way, which Kevin, we're pretty happy about that over at 8 News Now. That Josh Jacobs has decided to join the team
The
number.
I love that.
Okay, he's number 8 now, everybody. And that was the number he wore all through high school and in college at Alabama. So he's number 8 again. So back and see what that does. I'm not going to do anything. But we're happy he's number 8. Okay, that being said, he was supposed to talk to the media in the press room yesterday, but didn't. They said he was a little bit under the weather, so he did it like a phone call with everybody, which was okay, say just as good. I mean, it takes care of the writers and the radio people. Us TV folks would sort of like to have him on camera when he talks. That's sort of nice. But so hopefully he's feeling better today and able to get out there and practice. He's got a little work to do to get ready for the home the opener. It's not the home opener. They're on the road at Denver September 10th. So to get up to speed, to do that, he said he enjoyed his time away for a little while, had to take care of some things, took care of his kids. I'm not sure exactly what that means, but that's what he said. And then helped his dad with his diet, get on a diet plan. His dad had a heart attack last year, nearly died late in the season, Josh Jacobs. And so he spent some time at home taking care of his father and helping him get in better shape and get going here. So we'll see. Hopefully that's a family improvement for Josh Jacobs, and it translates into another great season. 1,600 yards last year, led the league in rushing. So see if he can do that again. Basically had the same offensive line, so they'll be cracking those same blocks for him and being able to open the holes. And, you know, then we'll see what happens from here. But now they practice today, and then they have Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. They have 4 days off until next week. They get back at it again next week, and then they start game planning for the Denver Broncos, which is going to Raiders in that game are 3.5-point underdogs on the road at Denver. Everybody's expecting the Broncos to be better this year with Sean Payton, the new coach, and they're going to get Russell Wilson going, is what he says, which needs to happen for Russ Wilson for the Broncos if you're Broncos fan. So a good first matchup for the Raiders. It's going to be a tough one on the road in Denver opening
Indeed.
Day.
Indeed. Any major surprises on cutdown day on Tuesday?
Not really. Keelan Cole, a couple of wide receivers, veteran wide receivers. Basically, to me, the story of cutdown day was got rid of a couple of veteran wide receivers and kept the younger guys. The younger guys have done pretty well. Trey Tucker, Christian Wilkerson have done pretty well for the Raiders in camp. So these are some of the new guys, and we'll see what they can do. Obviously, with Davante Adams, the key to the season, as I've said before, watch how Jimmy Garoppolo, if he can get the ball to Davante Adams and make some magic happen between those two. And that's going to tell the way a lot of things will happen in this season for the Raiders. Keep Davante happy, and the team will keep a happy Davante means a happy Raiders. Get him the ball. In the past, Jimmy Garoppolo has not been real good with the downfield passes, so we'll see if he can make that happen. And in practice, they haven't been connecting real well sometimes. So that's one thing I'm going to be watching early on.
Let's shift to baseball. Mick Akers reporting in the Las Vegas Review-Journal, Oakland, MLB in spat over A's temporary home after 2024. They're trying to extend the lease that expires at the end of 2024. What do you know about this story and the fact that the Oakland mayor is kind of trying to throw a monkey wrench into this deal?
No, they're angry, and they can't look at themselves as the problem. Oakland, I saw a video. In fact, I put it on a Facebook page that I've got of downtown Oakland and the number of shops that are closed, that are boarded up, that are just flat out closed in Oakland, and businesses are leaving. Now, in place of that, people have put murals on the boards of equity and love and peace and that sort of stuff up there. So I guess you're supposed to feel good about the boards up because you see these nice murals that are there instead of commerce, and they expect that to turn out well. No, what's happening here is, well, they see the Athletics as being in a tough position, which they are for 25, 26, 27. Where are they going to play? And they mentioned the ballpark. And apparently baseball has gone to them and tried to extend that lease to stay there a little bit longer beyond next season because the lease expires at the end of 2024 for the Athletics and Alameda Coliseum. So what they're trying to do is extend it beyond that. I would like to see them. I like this idea more and more. The more I think about it, is play at various West Coast ballparks. Play at Dodger Stadium. Play in Anaheim. Play in Arizona. Maybe play a few games here at the ballpark to solidify the Vegas connection when the weather's appropriate. So that could happen. I mean, you look over the history of baseball and teams have played in different places for a long time. The Dodgers moved from Brooklyn to L.A. in 1958, and they played in the L.A. Coliseum for four seasons before Dodger Stadium was finally built in 1962. So there is some history here with it. The Angels played at Dodger Stadium for a while before Anaheim Stadium was built. So these teams have moved around a little bit like this and done these sort of things in the past. So something like that wouldn't surprise me. I don't want to see them in Oakland anyway, for that matter. If Oakland doesn't want them there, you know my theory on the messy divorce.
Well,
this is a messy divorce.
Exactly.
Stay in the living room.
And by the way, playing before 2,500 or 3,000 people in that cavernous Coliseum would just be ugly. Just the optics would be horrible.
It is. Yeah, it is already. You can see it. They played Kansas City recently, the two worst teams in baseball. And they were, they announced 12,000, but there were 2,000 in the stands. And it was sad. It's not what the players want. The conditions of the ballpark have deteriorated to the point that it's almost unusable. So why play in a hellhole like that? For extend that, write out your string, play your contract.